Welcome back. I think this is the 21st week of our doing this year, which is kind of unbelievable. Almost half a year we've been doing this year, which obviously correlates to how long ago we've been experiencing this pandemic. A little, we've been giving it since, I think, April. But welcome to our 21st experience Shabbat Shir. And tonight we're going to speak about a topic that I had promised you that I would speak about a number of weeks ago. If you could just mute yourself, everyone. Just to...
Oh, I don't do that.
I got it all together. Okay. So I think I actually promised to talk about the Neshama Yisera several weeks ago, if not several months ago, the extra soul that we're given on Shabbos. And so at long last, we're finally going to discuss it. I think we got pushed off from this topic because we were talking about something related to the 3 weeks or something. So this probably was a long time ago. But welcome. And God willing, this week we'll be speaking about the Neshama Yisera, the extra soul that we are given on Shabbos. Just always like to give a karsa tov to some of the main sources that we look up before the Shir. And so there is a beautiful article written by Eitan Schnoll, a colleague of mine at YU. He wrote an article a number of years ago for the Torah to Go. And it's called What Happened to the Spices? Feel free to look it up. But a lot of the sources from tonight's year will come from that article. But anyway, so let's just jump right in. So there's a Gemara in Beitza that talks about the fact that we get an extra soul on Shabbos. The Zohar is not the source. There is not some ancient mystical book that no one knows the name of that's the source. It's an actual Gemara that tells us that we get an extra soul on Shabbos. As the Gemara, Damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera Nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos, Ulmosai Shabbos No Lenosa Himeno. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Reish Lakish tells us that we get a soul on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos comes in, we get an extra soul, and when Shabbos leaves on Saturday night, Hashem takes away the soul. Where is this? How do you know this? So there's a pasuk in Shemos Shenamar, Shabbos vayinafash, kivan sheshabbos vayavda nefesh. So there's an idea that since Hashem stopped from working on Shabbos, and now Hashem is concluded, and now Shabbos was concluded, so the word, so there, you learn enough from this, they say, vayavda nefesh, that the woe is to us, that we lose the soul. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. So we're going to work backwards a little bit, and that is, we're going to start with that which is concrete, and that which we know for sure, and we can see with our own eyes, and then try to work our way back to understanding the more esoteric, and understanding what the soul, this extra soul is actually about. And so the more concrete place to start is with what we know that on Motzei Shabbos, when we do Havdalah, as we've spoken about previously, we smell spices on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. And why is that? So let's begin by talking about the fact that we have an obligation to smell spices on Motzei Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, and Simon Reish Sadi Zion 297 Seif Aleph, the first to Seif there, Mavarech Ale Besamim Im Yishlo. So we all usually don't question this, because thank God most of us have some cinnamon in our house to smell. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have some spices on Motzei Shabbos, it's a good thing to smell them as part of Havdalah. Im Einlo, but if you don't, for whatever reason, have some cinnamon, you don't have some spices in your house on Motzei Shabbos, Einlo Tzarech Lachzor Achareim, you don't have to go run after them. Why don't you have to run after them? Either we have an obligation to smell spices, or we don't have an obligation. Why are we so laissez-faire about whether or not we need them? So says the Mishnah Berurah right there. She'in mevarchin alehem ela lahashiv hanefesh shehikoeves miyasiyas haShabbos. Unbelievable. The halacha of smelling spices on Shabbos is related to this very esoteric idea. We smell some cinnamon on Motzei Shabbos. Different people have different minhagim, but certainly in our communities, in the Ashkenaz communities, I think cinnamon is like number one. So we smell this on Motzei Shabbos in order to make us feel better for the fact that we are losing this extra soul, so our bodies are in pain over the fact that we lost the soul, so we smell some spices to make us feel a little bit better. Now, as a segue topic, which is important to this topic as well, is, do we have an Neshama Yisera on Yontif, right? So we know we have a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, but what about on Yontif? Do we have a Neshama Yisera on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Shavuos, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc.? So this is actually the source of a major dispute. It all starts from the Gemara in Pesachim, on Kuf Beis Mabeis. So says the Gemara, a very famous idea that's applied a lot for our high holiday season and our Yontif season that we just finished, that there's a notion that's of something called Yak Nahaz, that if we have a second day of Yontif, that if Yontif starts on Friday, if Yontif starts on Friday night, the first day of Yontif is also Shabbos, that means the second day of Yontif is going to be on Sunday. So how do you do Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, which is the second day of Yontif? So we call it Yak Nahaz, and that comes from this Gemara. The Gemara says, V'ha Yom Tov Shachal Yos Achra Shabbos. Shabbos if you have Yontif that falls right after Shabbos, which was applicable many times throughout this past holiday season. What do you do? The Omar Rav, Rav has the opinion, Yakna. So leave out why Shechianu is mentioned here, why Zman is mentioned here. But we have the notion of, we have the order of Brachos of Yakna. What is Yakna? So it's an abbreviation for Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and Havdalah. First, we make the bracha on the wine, then we make the actual blessing of Kiddush, then we make the blessing on the Ner, on the candle, and then we make the blessing on the actual proper Havdalah blessing. And everyone wants to know, why is it that we don't make the bracha on besamim? How come we don't make the bracha on spices when Shabbos is over and you're still going into Yontif? If you're doing everything else for Havdalah, how come you don't have the obligation to smell spices? So Tosfos on that daf answers this question and grapples with it, and evidently it's a machlokas. One opinion, we'll see it inside in a second, one opinion will say, well, the reason why we don't have to smell spices is because there is no extra soul on Yontif, and we'll see how that's relevant. And the other perspective, sorry, I messed that up. The reason why we don't smell spices after Shabbos going into Yontif, everyone is going to agree that most likely it has to do with the fact that we're still excited because Yontif is still there. The major question is going to become, well, why don't we smell spices after Yontif as well? Why don't we smell spices on the Sunday night when Yontif is over? We know when Yontif is over, we only make the bracha on grape juice, and then we just say the Havdalah blessing, we don't use spices. So says Tosfos, there's two opinions over here. Rashbam, what does the Rashbam say? The time besamim Mishum ibud neshama yisera, v'yom tov nami ikan neshama yisera. The Rashbam has the opinion that on Yontif, evidently, we do have a neshama yisera as well. Why would the Rashbam therefore say that you don't have to? For Havdalah on after Yontif, why do we only use grape juice and not spices? So that's going to be a question we'll have to deal with in a few minutes. But Toso says no, that doesn't make any sense. Clearly, we don't have a neshama yisera on Yontif. Fikasha d'imkain b'mota Yontif, amaylo takino b'samim. Why don't we smell b'samim? Why don't we smell spices on Motzei Yontif? Yontif ends on Sunday night. Why don't we smell it? Lekach nir de b'yom tov leka neshama yisera. Evidently on Yontif there is no neshama yisera. So this is the opinion of Tosos, and many others reflect the same opinion as well. The Rosh Hashanah among others, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, many of the major poskim, which is an interesting idea that this is a question of psak, right? So there are poskim that paskin whether or not we have a neshama yisera or not on Yontif or as a Shabbos. So Shabbos, again, everyone agrees we have a neshama yisera because the Gemara says it explicitly. Yontif, do we have it or not? It seems like most hold that we assume that we don't have a neshama yisera on Yontif, but we do have a neshama. But some say you do have a neshama yisera on Yontif. What is the ramification of whether or not we do have a neshama yisera on Yontif or on Shabbos? Well, the point seems to be obvious. Whatever the Neshama Yisera is adding for us, you assume that if it's something beautiful that it adds on Shabbos, so you'd want to know if that's being added on Yontif as well. So we'll have to see a little in just another moment or two what exactly the Neshama Yisera adds for us, and why or why not that we may not have that addition in our body on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan parenthetically makes a very interesting point, and he says, I'll read just a quick quote from what he says. He says, "V'af agav d'kol elu ta'amim ruchaniyim, mikol makom kol nefesh miYisrael margish bazeh." An unbelievable idea, he says, that some skeptics might listen to this idea and say, in a Neshama Yisera, that sounds crazy, that sounds like hocus pocus, I'm a rationalist, I don't believe in this mystical notion. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that, believe it or not, every single Jew in the world, I don't care how connected or how disconnected you are from Judaism, every Jew on Motzei Shabbos feels that the Neshama Yisera is no longer there. The Siman Muvhak Lazeh, and he says, I have a proof for this. To Kol Yish Yisrael to Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Es Atzmo Behishtanos. Every single person, he says, on a Saturday night, you talk to any Jew in the world, again, I don't care how connected or disconnected you are, they'll say that I feel a little bit different. Maybe I feel a little bit down, or I feel like I don't know what to do right now, or, you know, I want to be doing something because I want to take my mind off of just like an angst, if you will. And he says, evidently, every single Jew experiences that on Motzei Shabbos, and that's how you have a proof that the Neshama Yisera is real. And he says, "V'afagav diihu lo chazi." He says, even if you have someone who says they don't really see it, mazla chaza. It's almost inherent. They will see it, or they will experience it, even if they won't necessarily fess up to it. Now, one final idea related to whether or not we say we assume that the Neshama Yisera exists in Yontif or not. So there's the comment of the Levush. The Levush says, so the Levush is like the unknown Shulchan Aruch, right? You have the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef Kairu, who codified all of Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and so that's our made codification of Halacha that we always refer to. But then there's the Levush, it's like the one that didn't catch on, but he also codified all the Halacha, and he says that the Achar Shiris VaYoshai, what do we say as part of the Pesuki de Zimra on Shabbos morning? What are all the various psalms that we say? He says, Mosifin, we add a special psalm, a special paragraph that we say on Shabbos morning, and that is Nishmas. Nishmas Kol Chai, right? We know that we say that on Shabbos morning, and that's where it comes from. The Levush says that we add it, and he says, why do we say Nishmas on Shabbos morning? He says, because HaNashami Yaseira Sheish La'adam B'Shabbos, because since we have a Nishami Yaseira on Shabbos, so therefore it makes sense that we should say the paragraph of Nishmas Kol Chai. What's so interesting about that, as some point out, is that so we also say Nishmas on Yontif. So you might assume that because of the fact, if Nishmas is connected to the fact that we have a Neshama Yaseira, then it must be that we also have a Neshama Yaseira on Shabbos. Otherwise, why would we say such a paragraph of Nishmas on Yontif? Anyway, so that's just the old ancient machlokas. It's the old ancient argument. Do we have a Neshama Yaseira on Yontif or not? And those are all the various opinions that can come into play. But let's go back to our main topic, our main story over here, and that is understanding a little bit better about the impact of what the Neshama Yaseira could have on Shabbos, or that it does have for us on Shabbos, and we'll have to try to compare it to Yontif, right? Because Yontif, if there is no Neshama Yaseira, then we'll have to understand, so what are we physically experiencing or spiritually experiencing on Shabbos that we're not experiencing on Yontif, assuming we don't have a Neshama Yaseira on Yontif? So the Ramban makes a very interesting point. He says the Ramban in his Sefer HaAmunah B'Ha Habitachon, in Perek Chaf Aleph in the 21st chapter, he says, Remez l'neshama yaseira sheish la'adam b'Shabbos u'b'Yontif. According to the Ramban, evidently we do have a neshama yaseira on Yontif and on top of obviously on Shabbos. And he says ve'inu mistalekas b'chol shalmoi. He says, but you want to know the difference between the neshama yaseira of Yontif versus the neshama yaseira of Shabbos? He says that the soul of the extra soul of Yontif never gets taken away from us. So let's take Sukkot, for example. You have the first 2 days of Sukkot, so you say, fine, once the second day is over, right, you can do malacha, everything, right, you have chol hamoed, so you say, maybe you should lose the soul at that point. Says the Ramban, no, you don't lose the extra soul. What about the last days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres Simchasora? Once those days are over, you'd assume that after those days are over, you should lose the Neshama Yaseira. Says the Ramban, v'lo b'motzai yom tov, l'chol, even when Yontif is over, you don't lose the Neshama Yaseira. And he says that's exactly why we don't actually make a blessing on spices. According to those opinions who say that we do have a Neshama Yaseira on Yontif, the reason why you don't make the blessing on spices is because you never lose the Neshama Yaseira. So I know we've just given a lot of information, so let's just take a step back for a second and just recap where we are at right now. We said that there are some opinions out there who hold that there is a Neshama Yaseira on Yontif. Everyone, however, holds that there is a Neshama Yaseira on Shabbos. Although the question of a Neshama Yaseira of Yontif is not so relevant for our conversation right now, as this is an experienced Shabbat Shir, it's not an experienced Yontif Shir, the reason why it is relevant for our topic now is because we need to understand why it is that we experience what we do on Shabbos vis-a-vis the Neshama Yaseira, and why we wouldn't experience it on Shabbos. And we just dropped a certain level of a bombshell from the Ramban, and that is that he gave the unequivocal proof. He says, no, I'm going to tell you that there is an extra soul on Yontif, but there's one difference between Yontif and Shabbos. On Yontif, the reason why we don't have to say the blessing on the besamim, on the spices that we do normally on Motzei Shabbos, the reason why we don't do it after Yontif is because we don't lose the Neshama Yaseira from Yontif. So evidently, according to the Ramban, we always keep the extra soul that we get on Yontif. What we don't get to keep is we don't get to keep the extra soul that we get on Shabbos, which is an unbelievable idea. So that means every single time a Yontif comes, we get an extra soul and it never gets taken back. So it's a little bit unclear what that means. I guess mystically, we just have like a compilation of souls. If you're older, does that mean you have more souls stacked up in your body? That's a good question, but not for right now. But there is an additional idea that we can build on top of this, and that is, so what is the nature of this extra soul, and why on Shabbos do we lose it from week to week, and why on Yontif from year to year, or from holiday to holiday, do we not lose that soul? So this is a piece that can be found in the Halakach V'Halibov, one of the Sfarim that I like to quote, written by Rav Avraham Shor. I think I actually quoted this piece. It was the last idea that I shared over the holiday season. Howie, I think you were there, Sam, you were there, so I'll share it again for those of you who weren't there, because it's such a beautiful piece, and it speaks to why when we lose our soul, why we lose our soul after Shabbos, but we don't lose it after Yontif. He says, "Lefiza mechadish avnei nezer, dihine malas excuse me, Malas Yom Tov, he sha'afilu b'motza Yom Tov lo mastalekas ha'kedusha me'adam. Evidently, you want to know what the Neshama Yisera is? The Neshama Yisera essentially is synonymous with an extra amount of holiness that we're imbued with. And evidently, what this means is that we don't lose the Neshama Yisera after Yom Tov, but we do lose it after Shabbos, is that we get to keep the holiness of Yom Tov with us always, right? So we experience the holiday of Sukkot, so that extra infusion of holiness that we got for Sukkot, Hashem never takes that back. However, when we do get an extra infusion of holiness for Shabbos, Hashem does take that back, and he explains further, Ki Shabbos hu kedusha dekviya v'kayama. Since Shabbos is such a regular occurrence in our lives, right? Every 7 days we have Shabbos without fail, happens no matter whether we like it or not, so that, since that's a constant level of holiness in our lives, therefore, v'lachin kedusha so ena nisheres etzlo. Therefore, the holiness doesn't have to remain by us. We don't have to keep that holiness in our hearts because Hashem will just bring it back in 7 days. So we lose it on Motzei Shabbos, but we know it'll be back in a few days. We're sad when we lose it, but it will be back shortly. But aval yom tov shehu kedusha she'adam poel b'maasad. But when it comes to the holiness of Yom Tov, which is more of a holiness that we create by ourselves, as a result, Hashem never takes that away from us. So evidently, again, another recap, because there's just a lot of information going back and forth here. At the end of the day, the Kedusha, the Neshama Yisera is synonymous in some ways with an extra holiness that we get. On Yom Tov, however, it is not taken away from us, and therefore we don't have to smell the spices after Yom Tov. However, on Shabbos, we do lose that extra sense of holiness after Shabbos is over, and therefore we do have to smell spices to make ourselves feel better. Why, by the way, parenthetically, do we smell spices to make us feel better? How is the extra little spice that was supposed to make us feel better? So there's Gemara and Brachos on Mem Gimel Amud Beis that says that there's something very special about spices, that it impacts, or rather, there's something very special about a good-smelling thing that impacts us in a way that nothing else can. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav, Minayin Shemavarchan Al Harech. How do we know, says the Gemara, that we have an obligation to make a blessing on spices? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kol HaNashama Tehalel Ka, and says the Pasuk means that every soul should praise Hashem. Says the Gemara, Ezehu Davar Shehanashama Nehanes Mimeno Vein Ha. What's an example of something that the soul benefits from, but the body, the physical part of ourselves, does not benefit from? It has to be a smell, a scent, right? We know that when we experience a good smell, or for that matter, a bad smell, there's no physical reaction in our bodies. We just know this is not, you don't like it, or you do like it, but there's nothing that changes from, sure, on a chemical level, I'm sure there is something that changes, but in a very, you know, if you look at yourself in the mirror, when you experience a good smell, you don't see anything that changes. So says the Gemara, therefore, when you experience a good smell, that is clearly getting to a deeper part of yourself, that's getting to your soul. And as a result, that's why you make a blessing on it. But as a corollary to that, that's why we use besamim, that's why we use spices, that's why we use something that we smell to make us feel better when we lose the soul, because it is specifically the spices that seem to interact with our soul. After all of this, again, if you haven't fully chapped, if you haven't fully understood everything we said, that's okay, because now we're getting to the real the conclusion over here, and that is to answer the question that really should have been in all of our minds since the very beginning, understanding and defining what exactly the Neshama Yisera is. It's hard to imagine what a soul is, but if you could imagine that, let's say the soul is like a little holy orb, I don't know, a little holy ball that's in our bodies, or that's somewhere in us, or that's somewhere around us. So what does it mean that we get an extra soul? Is there a little extra holy ball thing that Hashem sends down to us on Shabbos? Is that how we're supposed to view it? And if so, what is that for? Why do we need that extra little holiness? So what's it all about? What is the Neshama Yisera? So Rashi, on the Gemara that we started off with, the Gemara in Beitza, defines what a Neshama Yisera actually is. He says, Rochev Lev, he says, it's basically just an expansion of your heart, right? Not necessarily per se that you're getting an extra soul, because again, I don't really know what that means, but rather Rochev Lev, your heart is expanded so that Lemenucha, so that you could rest a little bit more, Ula Simcha, and you could be a little happier, Velios Pasuach Laravcha, V'yocha V'yishte, V'einav Shel Katzelav, and so that you should be able to benefit more from eating and drinking, and that your body won't fall apart from all the additional celebrating you're going to have. This is the source of how you know that when you have an extra piece of kugel on Shabbos, that you're not going to gain any weight, right? That you don't gain any weight from all the calories that you eat at Kiddush. That's this Rashi, the notion that the Neshama Yisera makes our stomachs bigger and doesn't allow us to count. We don't have to count calories. We don't have to have a diet on Shabbos. That's not what Rashi actually means, but this is the source of it. People assume that you can not gain any weight on Shabbos. That that comes from this Rashi, because he basically says explicitly that the Neshama Yisera is expanding your stomach so you can be able to eat a lot and not have to worry about calories. The Shita Mekubetz is one of the other Rishonim on the Gemara, not as commonly quoted, in one of these types of shiurim, but a very important commentary nonetheless. He says, "You want to know what the neshama yisera is? I'll explain it. The scharo neshama yisera perush the alza chal alav shefa eloki. The neshama yisera is like this heavenly light or a heavenly inspiration that's placed on us, and specifically the seichel yoter la suk batora ulaayin b'masa Hashem. It's this extra enchantment, this extra inspiration that we receive on Shabbos that's given to us for one reason and one reason only, and that's that we can be able to understand Hashem better, and then we could be able to learn Torah on a higher level, and ultimately, of course, as we know, so that we'll be able to connect to Hashem more, which is ultimately what Shabbos is all about. Rav Chaim Friedlander in his Sifsei Chaim actually explains a very, very complex idea, and that is, he says that throughout the week, normally we're struggling with the tension of gashmias and ruchnias. We're always struggling with spirituality versus physicality. Where is my body pulling me to? Sometimes we're being pulled to like a delicious meal, and sometimes we're being pulled to like a very spiritual experience, a shir or something like that. And since we have that tension throughout the week, our bodies are often exhausted come Shabbos, but he says on Shabbos we don't have to worry about such a tension. Because when we get the Neshama Yisera, it's basically a special infusion, like a loophole in the body, that we no longer have to be as concerned over the physicality in the world, because our body is no longer torn. We are only pulled after spiritual needs, such that even the physical things that we are pulled towards on Shabbos are actually like spiritual things. We know, as we spoke about previously, before the Chagim, the notion that when we eat on Shabbos, all of those meals, that food is essentially, every time we take a bite of the cholent or the kugel, we're in essence almost fulfilling like the word of God by enjoying our meals on Shabbos. And Rav Chaim Friedlander essentially explains that when we partake of the physicality of Shabbos, that's basically the Neshama Yisera has transformed the physicality into a subcategory of spirituality. So therefore, we're never torn on Shabbos between physicality and spirituality. We're basically always doing spirituality, even those things which seem physical are somehow actually really spiritual. And he actually quotes the Zohar. The Zohar has a very famous idea that Hashem asks the Neshama Yisera after Shabbos, when the Neshama Yisera goes back up to heaven, again, whatever that means, but the soul goes back up to heaven after Shabbos, and Hashem says, the Zohar, Hashem asks the Neshama Yisera a question. He says, "What chidushei Torah, what extra Torah insights did you learn over Shabbos?" And Friedlander says, "What in the world does that have to do with anything? Why is there such a connection between the Neshama Yisera and learning Torah, and also the notion of the fact of what Rashi said earlier, and that the Neshama Yisera helps us be able to internalize physical needs better, that we flip around the notion of physical desire, that every physical desire is really a spiritual desire? How is all this connected to the Neshama Yisera?" And basically the idea is, as I understood it, was that when we do everything on Shabbos, when we eat on Shabbos, when we drink on Shabbos, when we sleep on Shabbos, that physicality is only targeted for one reason and one reason only. Perhaps during the week we will admit to ourselves that we sometimes enjoy a nice bagel or a nice slice of pizza or a nice piece of meat just because we enjoy the meat or just because we enjoy the food. On Shabbos, whether we like it or not, whether we want to admit it or not, when we enjoy that food, we're enjoying it specifically so that we have more energy to be able to learn Torah more, so we have more energy to be able to get closer to Hashem just a little bit better. I'll end with two more quick ideas, and that is one from the Yalkut Me'am Loes. I'll read it for you in English. He says as follows. He says, "Some people harbor the mistaken idea that the Neshama Yisera is given to increase a person's pleasure on Shabbos." Right, we saw that Rashi says that it's all about eating more, because that's what the Neshama Yisera could do for us. He says they spend the entire Shabbos indulging in eating and drinking and sleeping and socializing, not so much anymore in the times of COVID. They don't realize that the Neshama Yisera does not enjoy worldly pleasures at all. Its only desire is learning Torah. The Neshama Yisera comes down on Shabbos to open the minds of people and make them understand the Torah topics that stump them the whole week. The people who spend the Shabbos enjoying only physical pleasure cause the Neshama Yisera agonizing distress. It's a very strong language. This is alluded to in the word Vayinafash, which is seen as a contraction of Vayaveda Nefesh, right? That was from the verse that we had at the beginning from the Gemara. It says, "Woe to the people who abandon the soul," referring to the Neshama Yisera, which is miserable inside a pleasure-loving person. Self-indulgent indulgent people should know that harsh retribution is in store for them. The Neshama Yisera demands that they be punished for the torment they inflicted on it on Shabbos. Every Jew should make sure not to neglect his Torah study. As soon as he finishes his Shabbos meal, he should sit down and learn Torah according to his ability. If he is unable to learn by himself, he should go to the Beis Medrash and listen to the rabbi's shiur, to the rabbi's class. The notion that he's trying to basically build on over here is that for whatever reason, the Neshama Yisera has gotten a bit of a false reputation over the years, and that is the Neshama Yisera, people just think, is like this extra juice or whatever that we can not be afraid to eat as much, and that we cannot be afraid to sleep as much, and it's just like a way to make Shabbos more pleasurable for us. But basically what he's saying over here, and what we've tried to explain so far, is that the Neshama Yisera is not about being able to indulge in physical pleasures more. What the Neshama Yisera does, if anything, is that it makes those physical pleasures less burdensome on the spiritual part of ourselves, so that we can therefore gain a little bit more physical energy and thereby be able to accomplish more spiritual by learning more Torah, by trying to get closer to Hashem, etc. And well, I'll just conclude with one final idea, and that is I want to read from one extra piece over here, the notion and the connection between the Malava Malka and the Neshama Yisera. He says, it is a custom since time immemorial to have Malava Malka, a meal to usher out Queen Shabbos, also known as the meal of King David, okay? This meal, which is eaten in the spirit of Kedusha of Shabbos, consists of the leftovers of the Shabbos meal. Some Hasidic rebbes ate freshly prepared dishes in honor of this meal, and he says it's appropriate to urge people not to deviate from this ancient custom. One should be cautioned against treating this meal with contempt by eating, I'm just going to quote over here, although it's interesting, by eating non-Jewish dishes such as pizza on Motzei Shabbos, even if the pizza has a reliable Hechsher certification. The Malava Malka meal should have the character of a Shabbos meal. And again, the reason is because when we are saying goodbye to our holy soul, when we're saying goodbye to our Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, this which added so much spirituality to our lives, for the past 25 hours, the only way to properly, march it out and guide it out is with a proper meal that we experienced on the level of a Shabbos meal. So if you had your 5-course meal of gefilte fish and soup and chicken and dessert, so you should have that same level of a meal for your Malava Malka, because you're saying goodbye to this holy soul that helped you so much spiritually over Shabbos. It's a little bit easier to talk about this idea in the winter months, because by the time Shabbos is over, you still have like 6 hours left of Motzei Shabbos, 10 hours left of Motzei Shabbos, so you can still have a nice meal at the end. Ultimately, what is all this getting towards? What is the Neshama Yisera in essence therefore, and what are we supposed to take from this for our own lives? I think the answer at this point hopefully is quite clear, and that is that the Neshama Yisera is basically, in essence, the key that gives us extra strength on Shabbos to reach new spiritual heights, right? If we feel like, especially in the times that we're living in now, that we're exhausted and that we're broken and that we can't grow anymore, we can't do anymore, we're just, I can't take it, Shabbos, every single week, you have a guarantee from Hashem, you get this special extra soul, which is an extra infusion. It's sort of like I came up with a line, I have to share it now, even though it's going to be a terrible pun. It's a super juice to become super Jews, right? If you want to be able to really reach new heights, you have to realize that the Neshama Yisera is all about this extra infusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every single 7 days, so that we can reach a stronger connection with Him. That's what we've been saying since the beginning for the past 21 plus weeks, right? Shabbos is all about building this connection with Hashem, and Hashem doesn't just, throw you to the wolves and say, try to get close to me. Hashem gives us an extra entity, spiritual, whatever it is, entity that He puts in our hearts and minds and souls on Shabbos. It's an extra whatever to help us be able to reach stronger and higher heights, to get closer to Him. So we should all merit to be able to realize that this Shabbos, God willing, 24 hours from now, less than 24 hours from now, when we come into Shabbos, realize that the Neshama Yisera is placed inside of us for one reason, not only to enjoy the food, well, you should enjoy all the delicious food, but mostly that it's all about realizing that the spirituality that you can reach and the higher heights that you can reach on Shabbos is all due to the fact that we have this extra spiritual infusion on Shabbos. Everyone should have a beautiful night and a wonderful Shabbos.